speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, March the 25th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to take a look today, of course, at the coronavirus epidemic. We're going to take a look at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When will we be allowed to pursue happiness? But before that, we're going to take a look at the real health issues here. And for the longest time, we've been trying to read the tea leaves out of China. We have a very interesting data point that comes out in terms of China, looking at the number of cell phones that disappeared, because you basically can't do anything in China without a cell phone. And so there's a good chance. I mean, there's some other ways that you can interpret this data, but the bottom line is most likely disappearing cell phones indicate disappearing people. So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to take a look at the reports that are now coming out of New York and other places, the medical system being overwhelmed. And so what are the treatments at work? What can you do to help yourself? What is government doing to put obstacles in your way? I mean, we're not just talking about drugs that they say, well, we haven't approved that. Don't listen to President Trump. And this has been used for 76 years for malaria, but you know, we haven't approved this yet. You can't use this. You know, we have to approve it for that specific use. And it's not just that, folks. It's the ventilators. You know, the severe respiratory issues that accompany this, as we're seeing in New York. The FDA has just now graciously loosened some of the restrictions that they put on manufacturing ventilators. For example, it has to go through a very long and lengthy bureaucratic process to be approved. And then once it is approved, it can only be approved for one particular type of use in one particular area. For example, if you've got a home ventilator, and there's some of those on the market, it's not allowed by the FDA for the hospitals to take those and use them for people who are critically ill, even though they're on the market. This is the kind of government obstacles that have basically hampered things. And this is not President Trump. This is the permanently entrenched bureaucracy. The people who have been there, like Fauci, for decades, writing their rules and using it to reward and punish different companies. This kind of crony capitalism. So we're going to take a look at what you can do in spite of all this, what should be done by the government. And we've got some real good recommendations from other people. Look, if you shut down everything, does that make it better or does it make it worse? Given that you have a disease that is working its way through society, does telling everyone to go shelter in place and shut down the economy, does that make things better or does it make them far, far worse? I would argue, and I will be arguing and giving you data points, that how this particular response of shutting down the economy completely is far, far worse. There is a much more intelligent way to handle this. Shiva Ayadure has instructions on what he thinks should be done. I agree with him. But the other aspect of this is that as the government is misdirecting all of this, their response really is not to remove obstacles and to do things that could actually assist us. Their response is, how can we use this to increase our power over people's lives, to control them in a new and dangerous way? And so we will also be looking at the liberty issue, these martial law, police state issues, this false direction that we've been turned into. Will the prohibitions be going away? Are they setting dangerous precedents? Are they creating a new psychology for the public to allow them to do this on an annual basis? They have never, never done anything like this before. So we'll take a look at that. We'll take a look at, in terms of responses that the government does, things that don't really help but make the problem worse, even though the stock market reacted positively yesterday to the quantitative eternal easing that the Federal Reserve has said, and to this porky pig bill that came out of Washington. I think those are going to make things much, much worse. We'll take a look at some of the details in that porky pig bill as well. Stay with us.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, Every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.Video that expose them, and the globalists will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, March the 25th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness issues. With the coronavirus, and of course, you don't pursue anything today. You stay locked down. Is that really a healthy thing? Is it really a healthy thing, a healthy way to address this pandemic? Is it a healthy strategy for everyone involved, and what is going to happen to liberty as we see it being quarantined, shut down? What are the lasting effects going to be on that? But first, we're going to take a look at the health issues after we take a quick look at the overview of the news. We're going to get into more details of the Porky Pig bill, the over $2 trillion bill that was passed. Astounding what is in that and how counterproductive it is for everybody except for Washington. And, you know, we can talk about all the people who are getting bailouts and money and so forth, but, you know, the people who are really the pigs at the trough are the politicians. This is a bill for them. It's not going to help America. It's going to help them. But, of course, the stock market knows they're going to be helped by that. So it was a very positive day yesterday. It was the going back to 1933, since they had as big a percentage increase in a single day. But, of course, that was after the Great Depression had been going on for a while. It didn't really do anything to help unemployment. That didn't the stimulus, anything that they did. All the alphabet agencies from FDR, none of that had an effect. It was only war. And that's what you have to be concerned about as the world is being plunged by these, I think, counterproductive actions into a global depression. A lot more people were killed by communism and socialism without any diseases, even without any wars in China and elsewhere. But usually when you have central planning, you have the effect that people have shortages of food, medicine, and that is now being done by executive order. You know, going back to 2017, Fauci, who has been in his position as head of infectious diseases at the National Institute of Health, the National Institute of Allergy, which is a sub-bureaucracy under the NIH, but he's been there with infectious diseases, and he was talking in 2017 about how President Trump was going to face a surprise infectious disease outbreak. Here's a video clip number one. Let's go ahead and play that.
Given, as you heard from the introduction, that I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations, I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history The history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Okay, so when you look at this, at first it sounds very sensational. There's going to be a surprise outbreak. I can tell you, I predict it. It sounds like, oh, we're going to unleash it on him. No, what he's really saying is he's pushing to increase the size of his bureaucracy. And, of course, as I've mentioned, it's not just the wargaming that was done by the Gates Foundation and the Bloomberg John Hopkins Society and the people in government, health bureaucracies, this last fall. They do that every year. What you should be concerned about is the fact that they do it every year. And the fact that the point of those exercises is to say that we need to have more draconian responses to everything and that we have to pave the way for rapid response to vaccines. And as I said at the top of the hour, when we look at other issues, there is never any talk about having flexibility in terms of the FDA restrictions on, for example, producing or even using ventilators. The FDA has all kinds of restrictions on the production of ventilators. As I pointed out yesterday, people have anonymously contacted journalists and say, we have tremendous number of masks and other supplies that are sitting on the docks, and we can't even start to unpack the containers that have the boxes in them, let alone open the boxes. We can't even unpack those containers until the FDA inspectors show up and start their process. We can't touch it at all. And they're taking their sweet time coming around. But that's their bureaucratic rules. And they've done the same thing with the production, the distribution, and the repurposing of ventilators. But there is never any discussion in any of these war games that they do about how can we streamline things. How can we get the FDA to relax some of its rules in an emergency? Never any talk about that. It's only about vaccines. But as he was talking about this, he's talking about we've seen a lot of global health threats. This is a presentation that they gave at Georgetown University, 2017. We've seen global health threats from flu, from HIV, and there's going to be a surprise disease outbreak. And he talks about President Obama and how they had to deal with the swine flu pandemic in 2009, which basically didn't affect us except for the people who were damaged by vaccines that were rushed to market. But he points out in his speech, they were forced to repurpose almost $600 million in federal funds set aside for the Ebola outbreak. And then he said Obama wanted $1.9 billion for Zika response. You see the exponential increase here? Now we're talking about $2 trillion. Why? Because based on this bureaucrat's demands and the press's demands and the Democrats' demands, we have set the entire country, locked it down, the global economy. The bureaucrats are always seeking more power, always seeking more money for their programs. But just take a look at that. He was just criticizing them because they were in the middle at that point in time when he gave the speech, 2017. We had the Zika panic. And we need $2 billion, but these Republicans are just standing in the way. And so we're going to take a look at whether or not the government has helped or hindered what's going on. But he said he's in favor of a public health emergency fund. And again, he talks about Zika as being the example of this. We've got to have it because of Zika. And he speculated that as the summer moved on and they had mosquitoes start to get more active, that there was going to be a resurgence of Zika, and you're going to regret the fact that you didn't pour billions of dollars into my agency to handle Zika. As he had this interview 2 days ago with Science magazine, he said, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep pushing the White House. You know, those people just don't understand how to handle a crisis. It's a good thing we didn't take his advice with Zika. That was not anything that we needed to do. But he took a lot of swipes at President Trump. So did the people at the sciencemag.org. They threw him some softball questions, and he hit them as hard as he could. For example, you're standing there saying nobody should gather with more than 10 people. And there's certainly more than 10 people of you on the stage there as you're giving these press conferences. And you don't have your distance there. And then there's more than 10 journalists that are in that room who are asking questions. And, of course, they never wear masks. Nobody wears masks, not the journalists and Now the people on stage and goes, yes, I know that. I'm trying my best, but I cannot do the impossible. See, he knows better, but it's just Trump, right? It's Trump. It's not the journalists. You know, the journalists, if they're worried about all this stuff, they could wear masks. No, yeah, they're not wearing masks. He's not wearing a mask. He's not setting an example. And then they go on to say, but you're standing there as a representative of truth and facts. And he goes, yeah, but I just can't jump in front of the microphone and push him down. President Trump. You've not said China virus. He says, not ever. And you never will you? No, I'm not. No, no. See, that's just it. Virtue signaling about all this. The guy is a Democrat. He's a career bureaucrat. And, you know, if we go back to the swine flu epidemic, we have videos of Obama going golfing as it was reportedly sweeping across the country. They weren't too worried about that, were they? He was golfing. They didn't shut down the entire economy.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's. For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Actually, now they're saying it's more printing of cash. As Babylon Bee put it, Trump and Congress solved the problem. They've got a giant money cannon. They're just going to shoot money at everybody. That's basically it. That's kind of the modern monetary theory in a nutshell. It's not going to help. It's going to make matters worse, just like what they're doing right now, shutting down the economy, creating a Great Depression by order, Instantly doing it. It's happened deeper and much faster, if you look at the metrics, than ever happened by the fledgling Federal Reserve back in 1929 and the Depression of the 1930s. And, of course, the concern is how this is going to be used to destroy our society and establish the one that they've been planning for 2030 to be in place by 2030. For quite some time. But they have to destroy this society first. There has to be a cultural revolution like Mao did. There has to be a power revolution in order to remake this country. And this is the time frame in which it's going to happen. We're either going to move up towards freedom or we're going to move down towards slavery in this next decade. And it's coming on us very, very quickly. So when we go back and we look at what these bureaucrats have been saying, going back to 2017, they've been pushing this particular agenda to set this up, to enact draconian measures in response to pandemics. They've cried wolf time and time again. In 2017, Fauci was saying, hey, look, you know, we had we really moved fast in that swine flu epidemic. We got $600 million, but it just wasn't enough. We really needed more. And now we're in the midst of a Zika crisis. Do you remember that, the Zika crisis? Wasn't real. But he was complaining about the fact they didn't get $2 billion. Now they have shut down the entire economy, put who knows how many people out of work. Isn't it interesting that here we are Wednesday, and they haven't given us any indications as to what the unemployment has become by mandate. But they're shooting out more than $2 trillion with a T. So we go from millions to billions to trillions in three pandemics. And, of course, you know, Barack Obama was taking the swine flu epidemic so seriously that he was playing golf as they were screaming at the top of their lungs, swine flu is spreading, fears that the virus could turn deadly in the U.S. Mayor says, don't panic. Oh, they're not saying that now, are they? So this is why I say, you know, maybe Fauci is just feathering his nest. But I tell you, all these permanent bureaucrats like Strzok, like Vindman, all of them part of the permanent deep state bureaucracy. They all hate Trump, and they'll do anything they can to escalate this, to get him out of office. And if he follows their advice and if he doesn't push back against them sufficiently, he will be remembered as the Herbert Hoover of the 21st century, because they will, everything that they are pushing for is set up to destroy our lives, our economy, our liberties. It is counterproductive to fighting this disease, and everything will be blamed on President Trump. So he better do the right thing, because if he follows their advice, it will get much worse, and he will get all the blame. It won't matter that he's following their advice. It won't matter that these are the people that have been in charge of the bureaucracy for decades. None of that will matter. And when we go back and look at the WHO, can we really trust them? You know, President Trump shut down the borders before they even declared a pandemic. And this is something that they have a history of. As a matter of fact, going back to January 14th, the WHO was telling everybody, don't worry, China says it's not contagious, right? And this is the same guy in charge of the WHO. Tedros is his first name. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. We'll just call him Spock. No, Tedros. The Director General of the World Health Organization has had a lot of scandals in the past. He used to be Ethiopia's health minister, and he faced allegations that he refused to investigate three different cholera outbreaks when he was health minister at Ethiopia. And then in 2017, he was accused of downplaying cholera epidemics again that hit Ethiopia and Sudan. A group of American doctors wrote that he was fully complicit in the terrible suffering and dying that stemmed from a cholera outbreak in Sudan. So he was kind of slow in coming around. Maybe it's because they had cried wolf so many times in the past. But it's not just the health bureaucrats who will use this. We have Mike Pompeo. Another deep state bureaucrat, very dangerous person. President Trump has some of the worst people in government surrounding him. That's a big part of the problem in the Trump administration. Pompeo is Exhibit A. Every one of these bureaucrats will use this to increase government power, government programs. And, of course, the military-industrial complex, their unending program, is foreign wars. As Tom Luongo writes, no respite for the wicked. We now have Pompeo unleashed in the midst of all of this, as Luongo points out, into the insanity of the overreaction of the COVID-19 outbreak. Pompeo wasted no time ramping up sanctions on firms doing business with Iran, one of the country's worst hit by the virus to date. It's seemingly endless refrain every day, more sanctions on Chinese, Swiss, and South African firms for having the temerity in these times to buy oil from somebody that Pompeo and his gang of heartless psychopaths disapprove of. But it goes far beyond the oil industry. And, folks, when you look at this, you need to understand that the kind of sanctions that they're putting on to people, that's really what they're doing to us. The deep state, the globalists, have declared war on the American people. As I said, they have to destroy our culture so they can rebuild nation building here in America, their UN 2030 agenda. And it is civilizational warfare. He points out, and I agree with him, Pompeo and his people of his ilk, the military-industrial complex, but also especially the globalists, think only in terms of civilizational warfare. That's why I spent so much time yesterday talking about the fourth turning, because this is something that is the mindset of people regardless of what party they're in. But we now have Pompeo coming out. Let's get video clip number two ready. He says, I've got five facts that claim that Iran exported COVID-19 to at least five countries. Here's video clip number two.
The United States is deeply concerned by information indicating the Iranian regime may have suppressed vital details about the outbreak in that country. As of yesterday afternoon, Iran was second only to China in coronavirus deaths. All nations, including Iran, should tell the truth about the coronavirus and cooperate with international aid organizations.
So he says, tell the truth. And he's got facts here. In February, Iran's chief terror airline, as he puts it, ran at least 55 flights between Tehran and China. Well, we know that that happened with northern Italy. They, the Chinese took over the textile and leather factories there. They had constant flights between Wuhan and northern Italy. That's not really anything new. In fact, the Iranian regime ignored repeated warnings from its own health officials and denied its first death from coronavirus for at least 9 days. That's something that other people have done as well. And then, of course, regime officials hoarded desperately needed masks, gloves, and other medical equipment. You could say the same thing about our U.S. government, as NPR pointed out in 2016. Vast stores of medical supplies. They won't even tell us. But, you know, of course, we gotta have, gotta tell the truth about Iran from the guy who says we lie, we cheat, we steal, we have classes on it at the CIA. We'll be right back.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. For myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck. We've known for over a decade that big tech is totally anti-American and wants to bring in a one-world government currency, a Chinese communist social score to control every facet of our lives. But now it's here. They are using this coronavirus lockdown to tell all these shops and stores do not accept cash. And now they're announcing all over the country they're going to stop accepting cash and only certain businesses can stay open. Well, what do you do next to put the final nail in the coffin and launch the Mark of the Beast? House stimulus bill envisions digital dollar to ease coronavirus recession. Only stores that are allowed to be open can accept it. Evil patriots and people, of course, can't use it, and it tracks everything you do. So there it is, folks. Mark of the Beast. Global digital currency all being rolled out in this hysteria. And a lot of people are buying into it. So you've just greenlit the globalist absolutely taking control of your lives. But InfoWars predicted it all from the very start. That's for tomorrow's news today. You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral. I made four police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want, under the guise of coronavirus, but they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it, it's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the real health risks, because as I said, we're now starting to get information that we couldn't get before because it was essentially blocked by the Chinese. Don't call it a Chinese virus. Don't call it the Wu flu either, I guess. Or the Kung flu. We can't call it any of those things. But now we're starting to get some information. And the question is, how bad is this, and when will life return to normal, asks CNBC. And they say, well, you know, you got Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the UK, thinks the country there can turn the tide in 12 weeks. President Trump has suggested the U.S. can open again fairly soon. He wants to see things back to normal somewhat, or at least relaxed somewhat by Easter. I think that's too long. I'll tell you why, and we'll talk about when that's going to happen and other ways that this could be handled other than creating panic, creating shortages of food and medicine. I don't think that's the right way to handle this. I think it is exacerbating this, and I think we're going to be straddled with long-term global depression as well as precedents, both legal and psychological, that are going to be very permanently destructive of liberty. But anyway, we have health experts, however, says CNBC, are much more cautious Oh, yes. They're kind of like the fire inspectors that want to make the world fireproof, no matter how much it costs. But I won't get into that story today. You know, we have worldwide, we have 17,156 deaths. You know, that's about the equivalent of 10 days worth of abortions in the United States alone. Yeah, that's a conservative estimate, a very conservative estimate. 1,700 people a day being killed by abortion. And that's kind of an interesting sideline. We'll talk about that later. You know, the number of people that are still being murdered in New York City, far more than are dying from the coronavirus. But we'll get to that later. Let's focus on the disease itself and how serious this is. As AP News reports, now that we see it in New York in action, and we can see it for ourselves, they say a cacophony of coughing inside New York City's virus-besieged emergency rooms. Faced with an infection rate that is five times that of the rest of the country, health workers in New York are putting themselves at risk to fight a tide of sickness that's getting worse by the day amid a shortage of needed supplies and promises of help from the federal government that have yet to fully materialize. And, you know, when we look at this, remember New York City especially was taking the lead in lockdowns shortly after the entire state of New York was shut down, or the entire state of California was shut down. The state of New York was shut down. But New York City was taking the lead on all of this stuff. And that's why I say, have these strategies worked? I don't think so. They have created shortages and panic and hoarding. And yet you see the articles in the press. Well, when are these states, these red states like Texas and Florida, when are they going to just go down the tubes like New York? Because we just can't wait for that to happen. It's kind of a joyful glee in that and an expectation that's going to happen. I hope it doesn't. I don't think it is because I don't think these kind of strategies are effective. But focusing on the disease. Now hospitals are receiving far sicker patients in need of life-saving intervention, writes AP. These are people in severe respiratory distress. They need to be intubated. They need intensive care. Cuomo appeared to mock the federal government because they sent 400 ventilators from the national stockpile. Remember, like I said, going back to 2016, they're bragging about the fact they had massive stockpiles of masks and medical equipment, evidently ventilators as well. They have them stored. They said, well, we can't tell you where they are. We can't even tell you how many of these places are, but it's vast. It's there for us. I'm not telling you where this stuff is. That's my pile of stuff. But they said, well, somebody who used to work for them told us that it was six different areas where they have massive quantities. So they've released 400 ventilators. Cuomo mocked it and said, what am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? Well, he doesn't need 30,000 yet, but he could ask the question of the FDA rather than President Trump, the permanently entrenched FDA. As Reason Magazine points out, the FDA has relaxed rules to allow for more ventilators to be manufactured and to be used. Finally, they've done this, allowing people to build it. They've been blocking not only the manufacturing, but the distribution of ventilators. And it's the permanently entrenched bureaucracy that's doing this, the FDA, just as they have done with life-saving drugs, just as we have all noticed them doing with medical marijuana for years. Not that has anything to do really with this, although I'm sure some people have used this to help them deal with this issue. Certainly not smoking with a respiratory issue, but other ways that they could get CBD. Nevertheless, the FDA said that it will practice what they call enforcement discretion by allowing manufacturers of ventilators to allow for some modifications of hardware, software, or materials. Now, let that sink in a little bit here. If you are a manufacturer of a ventilator, you have to go through a very long process of red tape. And then once they approve it, you can't change the hardware. You can't change the software. You can't change any of the materials that you use. And not only that, but you can't use it in a different place. If you've set up a ventilator to be used at home, you can't deploy that into a hospital. So you could have a lot of home ventilators that are sitting on the shelf And you got people in an ICU that are desperate to breathe, but the FDA says, no, 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 we haven't approved that yet. Just like they said, and I pointed it out yesterday, vast stores of medical supplies that are waiting to have some sanctimonious FDA bureaucrat come by and give it a special blessing. You know, I've given you a holy dispensation to allow these medical supplies to be moved out. And if they don't, they'll shut these people down and impose massive fines. If they even talk about it, of course, there'll be recriminations from these bureaucrats. That's the way these people operate. The new guidance will also allow for quicker addition of new product lines and alternative production locations. For example, GM and other automobile manufacturers, even Tesla, said, you know, we would like to, we got some ideas of how we could help people with ventilators, a new design, a new place to manufacture. No, 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 no. None of that. Not until we send an inspector there to look at all of this stuff, right? Byzantine in its regulation. So now, we look at what they're going to graciously do. They're now going to use discretion. Haven't said that they're going to allow it. We will allow a little bit of enforcement discretion from our inspectors. So it'll kind of be up to the whims of these individuals as to whether or not they'll allow any modifications whatsoever to ventilators to get more of them out there. Maybe Cuomo ought to be angry about that. Oh, no, he would never criticize anything the government does. The government can never do anything wrong, right? It's only these people out there who are trying to build something to help people breathe. They're the ones who need to be clamped down. The FDA is also temporarily eased up on the regulations about where ventilators can be used. As I said, you know, they're authorized for only one environment. So if you got one for the home, now they're going to allow them to put that into the hospitals. Congratulations. Compassionate use, I guess. As Reason points out, this should have happened much sooner. There was ample warning that COVID-19 was coming to America. New York City, which has become a massive viral epicenter, is now worried about running out of sufficient ventilators. You heard the snarky remarks from Cuomo. Oh, yeah, great. You gave me 400. I need 30,000. Well, again, he says you need to use the Defense Production Act and mandate the manufacture of new vaccines. Now, what we need to do is shut down the FDA because he doesn't need a silver bullet. He needs a bulldozer to take down that wall. You understand the principle in which they operate? It's just think everything exactly the opposite of what the Constitution says in the 10th Amendment. Everything is prohibited unless specifically and expressly permitted by the FDA for one specific use. Everything else is prohibited. And we'll talk about chloroquine when we come back. Chloroquine.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.Video that expose them, and the globalists will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.Video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Can't relax, I'm uptight. I'm taking pain relievers every night. So tense, I can't cope. And I'd be hanging if I had some rope. Flipping and tripping like a dog in me. Her life is killing me.
That's right, the government loves you. Except it's a fatal love. The government's love is killing. They just want you to be safe. And so you've got organizations like the NIH pushing vaccines and the FDA in the way of people manufacturing ventilators or changing anything about the way they manufacture them or where they manufacture them or where they deploy them. None of that. They got to have my approval first. Sorry, we have our rules. And they've got their rules about drugs as well, especially about drugs. And so at the center of all this, we've got this debate going on about hydroxychloroquine. And we had President Trump tap into it because it was research that was done elsewhere. We said, look, we did a half dozen people and they got better much quickly, very, very quickly, just a day or two after we started giving them these drugs. And so on the basis of that, President Trump said, hey, we have this information. This is a game changer. And immediately Fauci comes out. That's not been approved by us. We will have the final say on this. We are in charge here. Right. And so now it's created something of a debate. And we have different state rules, different AMA rules and pharmaceutical rules and so forth. They're trying to suppress this. But now there's a lot of doctors who basically don't believe that. They're stockpiling this. You've got patients who are speaking out. As a matter of fact, we got a man who nearly died from this. He believed that it saved his life. This is a guy. His name is Rio Giardinieri, I think is the way he pronounced his name. He's 52 years old. He says that he thinks he contracted it at a conference that he went to in New York. He had a fever for 5 days. He had horrendous back pain, headache, cough, tiredness. He said he was sleeping about 15 hours a day, even though he normally only sleeps about 5 hours a day. When he went to get tested back home in South Florida, he said he nearly passed out waiting to get tested. Doctors diagnosed him with pneumonia and with coronavirus. And they put him in an ICU, put him on oxygen. But he said he was still unable to breathe. After more than a week, he said doctors told him there was really nothing more that they could do. So on Friday evening, he said goodbye to his wife and three kids. He said, I was at the point where I was barely able to speak. Breathing was very challenging. I really thought my end was there. I had been through 9 days of solid pain, and for me, the end was there. So I made some calls to say my own way goodbye to my friends and family. And then a friend told him something. I want to play a little bit of what he had to say in the interview with Fox. Well, let's do video clip number three. You can hear it from him directly. Video clip.
2-year-old Rio Giardinieri has been isolated in the ICU at Joe DiMaggio Hospital in South Florida with COVID-19. On oxygen, but still unable to breathe. Friday evening, he says he was on his deathbed. Doctors told him there was really nothing more they could do.
I was at the point where I was barely able to speak and breathing was very challenging. I really thought my end was there. I'd been through 9 days of solid pain, and it was the end was there. So I've made some calls to, in my own way, goodbye to my friends and family.
A dear friend sent him a recent article about hydroxychloroquine, an old anti-malaria medicine proven successful to treat COVID-19 patients overseas, and insisted he take the drug. So Giardinieri reached out to an infectious disease doctor.
He gave me all the reasons why I would probably not want to try it, because there's no trials, there's no testing.
The FDA hasn't approved it.
It was approved. And I said, look, I don't know if I'm going to make it till the morning. Because at that point, I just really thought I was coming to the end because I couldn't breathe anymore. And he agreed and authorized the use of it. And 30 minutes later, the nurse gave it to me.
An hour after an IV with the medicine, he says his heart felt like it was beating out of his chest.
They had to come in and get me calmed down and take care of me. And I had another episode about 2 hours later. And where I just got to the point where I couldn't breathe and my heart was pounding again. So they gave me some Benadryl through the system and something else. I'm not sure what it was. And it allowed me to go to sleep. And when I woke up exactly 4:45 in the morning, I woke up like nothing ever happened.
Miraculously, he's since had no fever or pain, feels fine, and he's able to breathe again. Giardinieri says doctors now believe those episodes were not a reaction to the medicine, but the virus progressing in his body.
All right. So there you go. That's one testimonial. But again, you know, the FDA says, I'm sorry. That's just not good enough. We're going to let you die until we have run our double-blind studies and so forth. And it's going to take a long time to do that. That's the way they always react with this stuff. It's not enough that this drug has been around for 76 years. The bottom line is there's two issues, right? Isn't there? Safe and effective. And even though they have allowed this drug to be used, and they know that if it's used for a very long time, that there are some toxicity issues. Retina, for example, they have noticed this for people who, if it's used to treat malaria over a long period of time and people take it for a very long period of time, it will affect their retinas. But as you just heard from him, that's not necessary for this particular type of treatment. But the FDA and the AMA and pharmaceutical regulatory agencies, as well as some state regulatory agencies, don't like what they call off-label use. In other words, even though we know this drug is relatively safe compared to other pharmaceuticals, we have only approved it for one thing, just like we saw with the ventilators, right? I'm sorry, that ventilator has been approved for home use. You can't use it in the ICU. Let those people die. We also had a doctor go on with Laura Ingram. This is Dr. Grace. He practices in New York City. He's a top oncologist there. And he was also talking about hydroxychloroquine. Here's Dr. Grace on Laura Ingram.
Everybody is using it now off-label. We have a surge of coronavirus 19 patients in throughout the metropolitan area of New York. And the problem is these patients are coming in quite sick. And when they get to a very difficult respiratory status, doctors are using hydroxychloroquine with or without a drug called Zithromax or azithromycin. And that's showing tremendous activity. And we have not had a death in our hospital. We have probably close to 100 patients. I've not had any deaths. But I've talked to many of my colleagues at other hospitals in New York, and they also are using hydroxychloroquine, although the supplies are running down. So any kind of supplements to those supplies would be much appreciated.
Now,
all right,
Grace,
so that's the idea that you get. And the problem, as the New York Times is saying, is states say that some doctors are stockpiling a trial coronavirus drug for themselves. And specifically what they're talking about is the hydroxychloroquine. And they said it's become so worrisome that in Idaho, Kentucky, Ohio, Nevada, Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Texas, the medical boards in those states have issued emergency restrictions and guidelines. So this is the response of government. We have something that, based on first-hand experience from a lot of doctors and a lot of patients, seems to work. And their response is, I'm sorry, that hasn't been approved by the FDA, and we are going to put restrictions on the use of that that is off-label. So unless you got a patient that you can say has had a use for this, in other words, malaria, not much of that happening in the U.S., unless you've got a patient that you're treating for malaria, we're not going to let you get any of this. The doctors know, as they're talking to each other, that this has been very effective, and so they are stockpiling it for themselves, for their staff, so they'll continue to be able to continue to work, and for their families. And so the government has to step in and say, you can't have that. See, this is the problem when we turn everything over to the government. They're not focused on, how can we produce more of this? No. We're going to ration and control this because I'm in charge here. I'm the AMA. I'm the FDA. I'm the pharmaceutical board here. This is the issue, folks. Look, shortages are being created because of government shutdowns. As we pointed out at InfoWarsStore.com, we've had to stop selling storable food. Isn't that ridiculous that you can't get food in America? That's your government at work. And your government is working to shut down any and everything that is going to be effective. If they don't do it by outright mandate, they will do it because of shutdowns in general of the economy. It's causing all kinds of shortages and hoarding, just like we have seen in Venezuela and every other centrally controlled command-control economy. Right now, you can still get some of the supplies that we have of supplements, things that vitamins and minerals that are going to help you to protect your health, to help you to supercharge your immune system. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We have discounts 20% to 50% off.
For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning. We've known for over a decade that big tech is totally anti-American and wants to bring in a one-world government currency, a Chinese communist social score to control every facet of our lives. But now it's here. They are using this coronavirus lockdown to tell all these shops and stores do not accept cash. And now they're announcing all over the country they're going to stop accepting cash and only certain businesses can stay open. Well, what do you do next to put the final nail in the coffin and launch the Mark of the Beast? House stimulus bill envisions digital dollar to ease coronavirus recession. Only stores that are allowed to be open can accept it. Evil patriots and people, of course, can't use it, and it tracks everything you do. So there it is, folks. Mark of the Beast. Global digital currency all being rolled out in this hysteria. And a lot of people are buying into it. So you've just greenlit the globalist absolutely taking control of your lives. But InfoWars predicted it all from the very start. That's for tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So the New York Times complains that doctors are stockpiling hydroxychloroquine for themselves, for their staff, for their families. Because as you just heard, we got patients who said, you know, man, that was it. I was like right up to the end. And this stuff just turned it around. The doctor was reluctant to give it to him. Well, it's, you know, I don't know. But hey, man, I'm going to, you know, he knew he's going to be dead. And so he gave it to him, and then you heard the oncologist, Dr. Grace, saying, yeah, I and many others have used this, and it's very, very effective. And so, as I point out, you know, in the New York Times, none of the drugs have been approved by the FDA for that use, even though it has been approved by the FDA for 76 years as safe and effective for malaria. It's not going to be any less safe for this. And the problem, as the New York Times sees it, they talked to one pharmacist. He says, I have multiple prescribers calling in prescriptions for the Plaquenil, I think is what they how you pronounce that. Anyway, that's the trade name for this. For themselves, for their family members, as a precaution. Is this ethical? Can we do this ethically? Not a question of how can we get more of this? How can we speed up this process? But no, can we prohibit that? Have I given them my permission? Is it ethical? Can't we ration this rather than producing more? And then we've got the American Medical Association and its president, Dr. Patrice Harris. The AMA is calling for a stop to any inappropriate prescribing and ordering of medications, including chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. And then you have restrictions being put in by state boards. First in Idaho, the board there imposed a temporary rule barring pharmacies from dispensing two drugs, chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, unless the prescription includes a written diagnosis of a condition that the drugs were approved for. Okay? You have to say, well, this is for his malaria. I think maybe they've got a big epidemic of malaria that's happening right now in New York City. That's the way I would look at it if I were a doctor. Texas has jumped in, you know, Free Texas has adopted a similar rule this last Friday. That it not only that, but also another malaria drug, as well as the antibiotic azithromycin, also sold as Z-Pax. And I can tell you, when my wife and I were very sick in December, I don't know if we had this or something else. I'm not going to go into why we thought we might have had this. Because of traveling, because people from China that we're talking to for quite a while. Nevertheless, nothing really turned it around much until we got Z-Pax. And now they're putting a clamp down on that as well. Can't let people have anything that's going to make this better, right? These are the people in control of your health, whether it is the pharmaceutical boards, the AMA, the FDA. These people really want to stay in control. It's a matter of life and death to them to keep you at the point of death begging for this stuff. They say because, you know, we haven't proven this. It's unapproved by the FDA. And unless they specifically have approved it for a specific use, you can't use it. You know, the 10th Amendment says that anything that has any power that's not been given to the federal government specifically, they don't have. Now the FDA is saying, unless you've been given permission to use a medicine specifically, you don't have it. Well, when I look at the 10th Amendment, I say that there is nothing in there that says that we're going to have a federal agency that tells us what medication we can have and not have. And so I don't see any constitutional authority for the FDA to even exist, let alone for them to invert the 10th Amendment. The Texas State Board of Pharmacy has reported an unusual increase in prescription for these drugs written by doctors for themselves, family members, and their office staff. So we've got to put a stop to that. And now we've had the Nevada governor banning it after a couple of people got something that seemed to be the same thing, but it's actually a treatment for a fish tank. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So we have first-hand reports as well as reports from overseas about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, as well as using it in combination with azithromycin, or Z-Pax as they call them. And yet the medical establishment here in the United States, from the FDA to the AMA to the pharmaceutical boards, are very upset that doctors are talking to each other and they're prescribing it for patients and they are stockpiling it for themselves. And so rather than getting ahead of this, rather than making sure that we have a supply of this, rather than putting the data together very quickly, No. We have a procedure that we follow, and you're not going to do anything else, just like we see with other medical supplies, just like we see with the FDA being an obstruction to the manufacture and even the distribution of ventilators. I mean, this is literally government suffocating people to death. And so we have the Nevada governor now banning malaria drugs for coronavirus patients. So it's not enough that you've got the FDA says not approved, AMA pharmaceutical drug, unless you are treating a patient for malaria and you can prove it. We're not going to let you get any of this, doctor. Talk about getting in the way of what we need. As I've said before, you know that you're a total slave to the government when they block medication that is very effective. And we've seen this over and over again for years with medical marijuana, haven't we? When are we going to learn that we need to shut down these medical dictators? They block safe and effective treatment if it's not coming from the big pharmaceutical companies, or even if it is coming from the big pharmaceutical companies, if it doesn't have their appropriate permissions. And then they force other procedures on us. That New York Times article where they're talking about the fact you've got doctors out there stockpiling this stuff and you got state boards who are prohibiting it, like here in Texas. And they said, well, when is a vaccine going to be there? Well, we're waiting for that. Yeah. And they're going to force that on you while they prohibit this type of treatment. You cannot count on the government to save you from this disease, and you can't count on them to fix the economic problems that they have created. They have created. So the Nevada governor is now joining in with the medical establishment, Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak. And this is the article from the Washington Times. Trump last week falsely stated the FDA had just approved the use of chloroquine to treat patients infected with coronavirus. Oh, see, it's Trump's fault. Trump overstated the drug's potential benefits in containing the virus. No, it doesn't contain the virus. Your imaginary vaccine that doesn't exist, if it worked and if it was safe, would be the containment. This is for treatment. There's a difference, Washington Times, between containment and treatment. And he was saying that it was very promising. He never said the FDA had approved it. I think perhaps it didn't even occur to him that the FDA would be so obstinate that it would allow people to suffocate before it would let them even have ventilators, let alone a drug that there's a lot of evidence shuts this down. So the Nevada governor's rule comes a day after a Phoenix area man died and his wife was in critical condition from taking an additive used to clean fish tanks known as chloroquine phosphate. Okay, now this brings us to Chris Matthews, recently departed. He has not died, but he is no longer on air. And the interview that I played a few weeks ago before he left, where he was talking to some environmentalist, and he was totally flummoxed. Chris Matthews didn't know the difference between carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide is what comes out of the tailpipe, and if you want to commit suicide, you shut the garage door and leave the engine running and you die. Carbon dioxide is what we're all breathing out and what plants need to survive. They breathe it in. It is a designed system designed by God. It is self-regulatory. It's not evil, even though the environmentalists will tell you that. But then it gets even more confusing because these environmentalists constantly refer to the poison, they think, of carbon dioxide. They refer to it as carbon. Carbon. So I can understand how Chris Matthews would be totally flummoxed. I mean, you got carbon, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide. And so these people who looked at this, they saw something that looked like chloroquine, and they didn't know that it wasn't the same thing. The headline on Reason Magazine says, Trump is not responsible for the death of a man who swallowed fish tank cleaner. Fish tank cleaner. they said the media can blame Trump for a lot of things, but this isn't one of them. The wife has survived and is blaming her husband's death on President Trump, and so is the media, and so is this governor, the governor of Nevada. It wouldn't be for political advantage, would it? No, no, not at all. The wife has survived, blaming her husband's death on President Trump, who cited preliminary and unconfirmed research that the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine could be used to treat COVID-19. This apparently convinced the pair that they should immediately obtain chloroquine phosphate, a different form of chemical, and consume it. We saw Trump on TV, every channel, and all of his buddies said this was safe. Trump kept saying it was basically pretty much a cure. Well, you didn't get even the same thing again. It's that confusion. Carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide. Many in the media, writes Reason, are also blaming Trump for this death, either implicitly or explicitly. And of course, the Nevada governor is doing it explicitly because he's a Democrat doing this for political purposes. Headlines. Arizona man dies after taking chemical and coronavirus treatment touted by President Trump, proclaimed Time magazine. CBS initially did the same. George Conway, Kellyanne's husband, suggested that Trump was morally complicit. There you go. George, I'll tell you what, does this guy have any more credibility than Avenatti anymore? I mean, Business Insider put the unnamed woman's condemnation of Trump in its headlines. Some headlines, as Reason Magazine reports, were altered later on without acknowledging that they got it wrong, of course. They're not going to issue a retraction. At least one of them, Axios, said this story has been updated to reflect the fact that the form of chloroquine that the couple ingested was used in aquariums and was not medication. Important difference there. And so in terms of the blame game that we see going around, I mean, one of the other things I think is incredibly reprehensible is the blame and the shaming of Senator Paul. Treating him like he's some kind of a bioterrorist. I showed you the DNews, D-N-Y-U-Z. What a rag that is. It's like the Daily Beast. We talked about that yesterday. Rand Paul has gotten, there it is, that picture that they put up there. Look at him. He's a super spreader. And he wrote an op-ed piece that was on USA Today. Senator Rand Paul, I did not quarantine while awaiting a coronavirus test because I did not meet the criteria for quarantine. In fact, I didn't meet the current criteria for even being tested, much less being quarantined. He said, I took the test because my wife and I had traveled extensively during the weeks prior to COVID-19 social distancing practices, and I'm at a higher risk for serious complications for the virus due to having part of my lung removed 7 months ago. And, of course, it was Nancy Pelosi's reprehensible daughter who said, well, you know, he needs to die, and I'm glad that that guy attacked him. That's Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? He said, I did attend Louisville's Speed Art Museum charity ball March 7th. But unlike other Kentucky government officials there, I had zero contact or proximity with either of the two individuals who later announced that they were positive. In other words, there were other officials who did have contact with those people. He didn't have any with them. I was not considered to be at risk since I never interacted with the two individuals. And for all those who want to criticize me for lack of quarantine, realize that if the rules on testing had been followed to a T, not only would I never have been tested, but I would still be walking around the halls of the Capitol building. We'll be right back, folks. We're going to talk about the shutdown. How long should it last? Is it an effective way to deal with this? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck. Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, you need to listen up to this segment very carefully. Because the way we are controlled is with this false dichotomy, the Hegelian dialectic, if you will. You know, we got two choices here. You got to pick one or the other, and they're going to direct you to which one they want you to pick. That's not always the way to look at these things. We've got to think outside of the box. We've got to think outside of the bureaucratic box mindset of control. These people are about controlling you. They're not about solving problems. They're about rationing. They're not about producing things. And their rationing procedures are really not rational in the way that they think about this problem. And we've got Dr. Shiva Ayadure, who I've interviewed multiple times. He is a pioneer in the field of systems biology. He wrote an open letter to President Trump, and I want to read for you what he says with this, because the false choice that we're being given now is if you don't shut down everything, then you want everybody to die. And after we had the lieutenant governor of Texas come out, and unfortunately he kind of couched it in a way like, well, I'm 70 years old and I'm ready to die, but he didn't really do a good job of explaining what's going on. Shiva Ayadure does. We don't have to make this choice between the economy and our lives. That is a false choice. It's being given to us by the people who want to shut down the economy. Because, of course, people are going to say, well, that doesn't do me any good if I'm not alive. Why do I need to have a job or a business or, any kind of freedom if I'm not alive? They want you to see this as either or. It's either we have freedom in the economy, and then we all die, or we shut everything down and lock it down for months, for years, as it's been pointed out by many of these people. As President Trump says, I want to get this, we got to open back up by Easter. I'm saying that's really too late. Need to do this sooner. There are things that we can do. And Shiva Ayadure says we don't have to make that choice between liberty and life. We don't have to make the choice between a police state and merely surviving. And so I want to read to you part of the open letter that he wrote to President Trump. Dear Mr. President, this letter provides your administration a solution to restore the immune and economic health of the American people. This solution can be executed immediately in a low-risk, cost-effective manner. The current trajectory of Dr. Anthony Fauci's public health policy, quote-unquote health policy, will result in the short and long-term destruction of our citizens' immune health as well as the nation's economic health. Perhaps this is a conscious and intended goal. Dr. Fauci's policy, at best, is based on a 1950s outdated one-size-fits-all, non-personalized approach to medicine and public health. At worst, it is derived from a fake science understanding of the immune system, one which Dr. Fauci over five decades has perpetuated and exploited to build his career. Oh, that's really well said. I couldn't agree more with Dr. Shiva Ayadure. He goes on to say, there is no need to shut down our entire country. There is no need to quarantine all of our citizens. The solution herein provides a path to advance the immune health of all our citizens while getting our healthy people back to work now. By way of background, two important developments in modern science emerged with the conclusion of the Human Genome Project in 2003. Number one, the field of biological engineering, a new discipline demanding a modern engineering systems approach to biology versus the old model of seeing the body as disconnected parts. And number two, the need for precision and personalized medicine, the right medicine for the right person at the right time. As one of the first PhDs emerging from MIT's Department of Biological Engineering in 2017, my MIT research led to the invention of Cytosolve, today a proven technology that enables the discovery of new medicines, of combinations of combination therapies, functional foods, and supplements, faster, cheaper, safer by using the computer to model complex molecular mechanisms and diseases. Now, he says, goes on to say, the modern science of the immune system informs us that it is the overreaction of our own weakened and dysfunctional immune system attacking tissues and cells of our own body that harms and kills versus the virus, whether it's COVID-19 or any other virus. And quite frankly, this is exactly what Dr. Kristen Camello was saying when I interviewed her 2 days ago about stem cells. She goes, look, understand what happens with the virus. It triggers an autoimmune response where the immune system gets confused and starts attacking your own body. And so she said, by using stem cells, the basic building blocks of your body, you can not only stop that, but you can repair the damage because stem cells are the basic building blocks of your body. And it's not just the hydroxychloroquine in combination with azithromycin, the Z-Pax. It's not just that. There was actually a larger study where a doctor used stem cells in Wuhan. They had 100% recovery. Most of the patients elderly. Most of them already had lung damage. And it repaired the damage. It didn't just cure them. It repaired the damage, which is something that I don't think that the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pax do. They stop the disease, but they don't. They stop the attack, but they don't repair the damage. The stem cells do. And that's why nobody will talk about that. And that's why the FDA is banning you using your own stem cells to treat your own body. It's absolutely outrageous that they would do that. They've never claimed to have the authority to do that. And, of course, there is no authority for the FDA to even exist under the Constitution, as I explained. Under the 10th Amendment, they don't, that power was never given from the states or from the people. To have some medical tyrant in Washington, D.C., thousands of miles away from us, tell us what medication we can have. And then presuming, because they're talking about mandating vaccines, even before this happened, this is why this is being used for a political agenda. Even before this happened, they're talking about mandating vaccines out of the FDA. Yeah, we're going to do that. All the Democrats are moving for that. The FDA was moving towards that, telling you that you can't have this, you must have that, and we don't really care about your informed consent because you are a slave. Now, the interesting thing is, and we'll talk about this when we come back, what Shiva Iyadure, and I'm not going to read the entire detailed approach, you can see that online, but he basically breaks the population down into four different groups. People who have tested positive for COVID-19. Group number two are hospitalized and those in critical condition. Group number three is immunocompromised but not COVID-19 positive. And group number four is healthy individuals who are not COVID-19 positive. And he has steps for what should be done for each of those. And also identifying the fact that we treat the people who are sick with all the available knowledge that we have. We isolate people who have tested positive, but we don't shut down everybody. And we don't treat everybody the same. This, folks, is the way the communists practice medicine. That's why so many people die under socialized medicine, all the same.
I made four police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want under the guise of coronavirus, but they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it, it's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation. For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning. Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.Video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70 particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc, and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, the advice from Dr. Shivayadure was absolutely spot on. As he was saying, you know, the problem is that if you have a dysfunctional immune system, the COVID-19 seems to trigger and exacerbate that. He said the medical training that most doctors get doesn't really focus on the immune system. He said in healthy individuals, the immune system processes pathogens. The natural immune response, it's mild and non-lethal. However, in those who are immunocompromised, the elderly, and those with pre-existing conditions, their own immune systems may overreact, especially in the case of COVID-19, attacking lung epithelial cells and tissues, leading to hospitalization and death. And so what he suggests is that we organize our citizens into four groups. Again, those who've tested positive for this, those who are hospitalized in critical condition, and then the final two groups are the people who may have immune problems but are not COVID positive, or people who are healthy and not COVID positive. Right now, that kind of distinction is not being made. Everybody's just being told lockdown, lockdown. And he said the second thing is we develop a personalized protocol for each of these groups. You know, what are we going to do to help these people with their immune systems, to help their bodies to be able to respond to this? And he goes through the details of this, so I'm not going to go through all the different nutritional recommendations and other things that he recommends here. But I'll read you his summary. He says, in summary, this is the open letter that Dr. Shivaya Dure wrote to President Trump. In summary, we've been led down the path of corporate solutions espoused by the likes of Dr. Fauci and his colleagues at the CDC. Because understand, there is not, you know, these government watchdogs on one side from the CDC and the big bad corporations over here. That's the false, the other false dichotomy that they always want to sell you, right? The fact that, you know, we've got bad corporations and they need to be watched and the government is going to save us. Or what the Republicans would say is that, well, no, the corporations are going to do everything right. The government's going to shut everything down. Neither of those are true. The problem is that the two of them are not two. They are one. It's called regulatory capture. The big pharmaceutical companies own people like Fauci and the rest of them. That's why they so severely restrict what you're allowed to use, things like medical marijuana. And they make sure that their products are approved and anything, especially if it's safe, effective, and natural, is not approved. So it is not two things that you're fighting. It is a unified whole. And they have this false dichotomy that's being presented out there. And unfortunately, we have Republicans, Democrats with a mindset. Democrats think that government can do no wrong. And Republicans think that corporations can do no wrong. And the real danger is when the two of them combine, kind of fascism that we see. And that's really what is literally killing us at this moment and killing the economy. He goes on to say, these kind of corporate policies being pushed by the CDC and Fauci have led America to the lowest longevity rates, the highest infant mortality rates in the Western world. Finally, concerning COVID-19, we should ask, why is it that third world countries like Chad and Djibouti, which have nowhere near the medical facilities of the U.S., have only one COVID infection and zero deaths? Perhaps it's because they get food right out of the ground, providing them with enormous amounts of vitamin A. And they're getting out in the sun all day, working and playing and getting tons of vitamin D. Yeah, we don't have a wellness system. We have a system that attacks disease. And by attacking the disease, they attack our bodies at the same time. That is the paradigm of modern medicine. And that is the paradigm of the National Institutes of Health, the corporate paradigm that's being pushed on us. Tom Hanks, I don't know what's happening with Tom Hanks, but fortunately, they've had, there's some of the majority of people who evidently don't have any, they're fairly healthy and they seem to be recovering. They're rapping on their broadcast now as they're in quarantine, self-quarantine. We have another individual who is an actor, not as well known. As a matter of fact, I never watched Lost. So I don't know who Daniel Day-Kim is, but he says that hydroxychloroquine was critical in his coronavirus recovery. He says, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, though I have played them on TV. I've always wanted to say that. So please don't take my word as that of a medical professional. I also don't know what the proper legalese is to protect myself in these situations. So forgive me if I don't use all the right disclaimers. But he says that he was given Z-Pak, an inhaler, and the hydroxychloroquine, and he said it worked, even though it hasn't been approved by the FDA. Imagine that. Something that wasn't approved by them actually worked. As we see many other people saying the same thing that Shiva Ayadure has said, we need to not start lumping everybody into one mass and quarantining the world and shutting down the economy. That's going to have its own issues. As many people are starting to say, agreeing with President Trump, you know, psychological depression that accompanies isolation can be its own health risk. Economic depression that is being generated has its own health risk as well. I've said that as I've been talking about the radical environmentalists who seek to impose a centrally controlled top-down economy of austerity on us. They've done that for decades. And I've said, when I talk about that, that having access to cheap energy, having a strong economy is just not a quality of life issue. It is also a quantity of life issue. You know, the people who are in Africa are playing in the sun and eating natural food. That's good, but they, in general, don't have the same life expectancy that many people do in the West because of the problem of not having energy. And that's what the people in the environmental movement want to shut down for everybody. So all of these things go together. They're not separate from each other. And that's why when we look at the government solutions of quarantining, lockdown, shutdown, martial law, take away civil liberties, ration things, create panic and shortages, shut down production, that is just taking us into a death spiral. And that's exactly what they want. So that on the ruins of this society, they can build their socialist technocracy. That's exactly what they want. So along the lines of Shiva Ayyadure, where he says we need to set people into four different areas and personalize this based on, you know, are you a healthy individual? Do you have immune issues and you're not COVID-19 positive? Or are you COVID-19? Or are you in critical condition? You know, what can we do for those people? We now have even an op-ed piece from the Washington Post. Three researchers are saying, in order to do this, we need to test as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, so that we can start sorting them out and treating the people who are sick, keeping them isolated from the people who are still healthy, so that we can relax social isolation requirements and send both the uninfected and the recovered back to work. That's key. That's the Washington Post. We've got three medical researchers saying that. Now, if President Trump says that, he will be excoriated. But, you know, the interesting thing when we come back and we start talking about whether or not to shut down, even Andrew Cuomo is starting to realize, hey, this is not working. Even Andrew Cuomo. And, of course, he wants President Trump to take more responsibility because he knows this is all going to come on him if he doesn't pass the buck up. And when we look at what the government has done, the CDC has done and so forth, a good example of this communist approach is pointed out by Kaiser Health News. They said when the CDC finally got 200 test kits, and they distributed them in February. They only had enough stuff to test in each of these kits, 300 to 400 patients. But they would send New York City the same number of kits as they would a small town in rural America. So a woman in South Dakota with mild symptoms and no fever got tested and got the results. Meanwhile, while things were melting down in big cities, they couldn't get enough tests. Because, you know, we distribute everything to everybody equally, just like communists would.
For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress, to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs, and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, We have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral. We've known for over a decade that big tech is totally anti-American and wants to bring in a one-world government currency, a Chinese communist social score to control every facet of our lives. But now it's here. They are using this coronavirus lockdown to tell all these shops and stores do not accept cash. And now they're announcing all over the country they're going to stop accepting cash and only certain businesses can stay open. Well, what do you do next to put the final nail in the coffin and launch the Mark of the Beast? House stimulus bill envisions digital dollar to ease coronavirus recession. Only stores that are allowed to be open can accept it. Evil patriots and people, of course, can't use it, and it tracks everything you do. So there it is, folks. Mark of the Beast, global digital currency, all being rolled out in this hysteria. And a lot of people are buying into it. So you've just greenlit the globalist absolutely taking control of your lives. But InfoWars predicted it all from the very start. That's for tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things that were
saying. All right, let's take a look at the liberty issues here. Martial law and so forth. Is that a possibility? Well, are we going to wind up behind an iron curtain of martial law? Are they setting up procedures and establishments? Are they getting you accustomed to what they're going to do in the future every time they declare another pandemic? And remember, you know, we've had so many. We had the Zika virus, 2017. Again, I opened up the program talking about how Fauci was very upset about the fact that the Republicans did not allocate and give him $2 billion to handle the Zika outbreak. Didn't happen, did it? Now, if they had given him the money, he would have claimed credit for having stopped it, except that it never happened. It wasn't a threat in the first place. Kind of like the swine flu. The threat was the vaccine that they rushed. SARS or MERS or Ebola, which, again, they didn't really care about Ebola. You know, they're very lax about their controls with Ebola, bringing people in, not using any protective clothing, going to press conferences afterwards and so forth. So the question is, you know, what is going to happen with this is Zero Hedge, it's actually a Strategic Culture Foundation article, writes, as we saw the Pentagon officials on Friday announcing that they've drafted plans already to take over hotels, college campuses, sports facilities, other buildings, if necessary. If necessary. We would take the building over a period of an exceptionally short amount of days, and we would go in and turn this into an ICU-like facility, said Lieutenant General Todd Simonite. This is reported by the Wall Street Journal. Reports come as the National Institutes of Health, that's Fauci's place, warns that as many as 70,000 Americans could be confirmed as infected with the coronavirus by the end of next week. See, this is the way the the people always operate. This is the war mentality, and this is what concerns me about President Trump starting to try to use this and call himself the war president. We've seen these types of wars on the American people before. The war on drugs, for example. It was a war of addiction. It was a, and the addiction problem was not a law enforcement problem, but it became a law enforcement problem, didn't it? See, it's a spiritual problem. It's a medical problem. It is a psychological problem. And we should have learned that in nearly 50 years that it is not a law enforcement problem. It can't be solved by that. We've only made it worse. We've given monopolies to dangerous organized crime, and we have corrupted our legal system. We have destroyed the Bill of Rights, and we have more drug use than we ever did before because we declared war on drugs, which is really a war on the American people, on the legal system, on our freedoms, locking up more people in jail than any other country in history, including China. Not even in terms of percentage, but in terms of absolute numbers. Are we going to do that again by declaring war on viruses or something? Because, you know, as I began the program, I started talking about how Fauci and these other people have used this to try to build their bureaucracy in the past. And then how Pompeo is using this to try to continue on with his agenda to come after Iran, using the coronavirus to come after Iran. And we see these types of sanctions being used against Americans. There's another agenda going on here, just like there was and is with the war on drugs. And we see the same bureaucracies, the same type of approach from the bureaucracies. Oh, we got a virus out there? Well, we need to lock people down and bust some heads and send in SWAT teams and declare martial law. That's what we really need. We need to shut down the gun stores. Always that type of action. You always got to have kinetic action, even when it's not warranted. Always have to shut down the things that would help people, just like we did with the war on drugs. And so now you've got the NIH and the MIC, the military industrial complex. Oh yeah, they're both on the, they're going to solve it for us. They're going to work together to solve this, and you better be very afraid. And then we can throw the bankers in the mix as well, right? We've got the Federal Reserve and all these people who have created a toxic economic environment. Boy, I tell you what, you know, when you got the Washington bureaucracy, the military industrial complex, and the bankers all working on a problem, we all better be scared. In California, where officials say just say that 56% of the state, more than 20 million people, will be affected. And, of course, that's a big assumption. But they've locked down all 40 million people because 23 deaths have been reported in the state so far. Think about that. And Newsom said, well, if you want to establish a framework of martial law, which is ultimate authority and enforcement, we have the capacity to do that. But we're not feeling at the moment that that's necessary. Well, just give them a little bit of time, and I think they will. We got the L.A. County Sheriff has now ordered gun stores to close, adds 1,300 deputies to patrol as they release 1,700 criminals from prison. Nonviolent, of course, at the moment. when we're communicating the shelter in place or safer at home, he said, this is Sheriff Villanoa. He said, oh, you're talking about that. But he goes, they should have used authority figures that the community recognizes that would be enforcers of it to deliver the message with far greater impact. Does he have somebody in mind? You mean somebody that the community recognizes as an authority figure? Somebody who is going to enforce this? Somebody with a uniform and a title like Sheriff Villanova? Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's talking about. Because he goes on to say, he sent a letter to the board of supervisors there in L.A. County, essentially telling him that he is taking the reins and that the messaging will now go through him. I'm in charge here now. Everyone has to play in the sandbox together. And, of course, he's going to be the guy who runs the sandbox. And here's his first message, loud and clear. We will be closing gun stores. They are not an essential function. But, of course, I'm a great supporter of the Second Amendment, he adds. That's what they always say. I'm here to help you. Do-do-do-do-do. It's like Yeah, Mars attacks, bureaucrats attack, Democrats attack. I'm here to help you. I support the Second Amendment. Take their guns, shoot them. L.A. mayor is there to help you as well. And he wants to cut off water and power of anybody that he feels is irresponsible and selfish. Those stores that remain open. You open your store. Well, I'm going to cut off your power. How about that? These guys, I tell you what, they never give up. Even when we look in North Carolina, Wake County, where I used to live, they have suspended pistol permits because of, you know, a virus. Sorry, you can't have a gun because of the virus. We're about to impose martial law. That's why you can't have guns. That's why these people are doing this. But again, they're using this for all of the same approaches. And as I said yesterday, whenever we see a situation where, you know, you've got a half dozen people tragically killed because you've got somebody with a gun going into an area where nobody is allowed to have a gun, then the response to that by the Democrats is we've got to take everybody's guns. And that's what they're doing with this. You've got a half dozen people killed by a coronavirus in California. We got to treat everybody as if they're critically ill patients and put them in quarantine. They'd probably be hooking you up to a ventilator if it hadn't been shut down by FDA, obstructed by the FDA. That's how scary all of this is. New Jersey has now suspended the Second Amendment, and they are being sued. Governor Murphy cannot simply suspend the Second Amendment, and neither can Superintendent Callahan. They're being sued by the Second Amendment Foundation and the New Jersey Second Amendment Society on behalf of a gun shop that they shut down. Because, you know, they're in California. Anybody that stays open, well, we're just going to cut your power. We're going to shut you down. We're going to take away your guns. And I'm now in charge, says the L.A. County Sheriff. And that's what they did in New Jersey. And they're getting sued. Unfortunately, because we have judicial supremacy, and it's kind of a hit or miss situation, and they didn't really care about what the Constitution or individual liberty is about, you're not going to get too good of results in most of these lawsuits. Folks, we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back to take a look at more the martial law side, and we're going to take a look at what is in this giant Porky Pig bill that's just been run through. Is that going to help or hurt the economy? Just like these other things that have been tried. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Because if you want to try to help your body and get yourself in as good a possible shape, because this disease is real, you need to be proactive in this. We are not gouging people, even though we still have supplies. We have discounted them anywhere between 20 and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The average discount is 40% off. And we got a lot of products. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 40% off. Or you get the two of them together for 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. Turmeric, it's anti-inflammatory and it supports your immune system.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. from myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I've been trying to point out this whole show, the government is ill-equipped to handle any kind of crisis because it treats everybody as if they're all infected already, right? And you can't make any distinction. They don't have the test, but they're just going to assume that you all have it, and they're going to shut down the entire economy. We can't personalize this. We can't distinguish between the people who have health issues, the people who are in critical condition, and the people who are fine. No, we're just going to lock everybody down, lock the economy down, even as we're talking about tests, which could distinguish between people, the few tests that the CDC produced. And again, this is not because President Trump told them not to do tests. This is because they just didn't do it, right? And because they did not produce them correctly, they had to essentially go back to square one. But as they got the testing kits, they just sent them out equally to the all 50 states. And so, you know, you might have a concentration of these cases in New York where you've got dirty public transportation that people are riding by the millions every day. And, you know, they're going to wash that down every 72 hours. Remember the beginning of that? That was going to be their precautions. Government's there to protect you. We're going to wash down the subway every 72 hours. And, you know, after we get about 11 million people go through there, we'll wash it down. And then we'll let another 11 million people go through there, and then we'll wash it down again. Even if they're doing a good job, that really isn't going to help anything. But when you have a high concentration of people in close proximity to each other in public transportation, you would think that they would need more test kits. But, of course, the geniuses in Washington at the CDC sent the same number of test kits to small towns and rural areas that they did to New York City. This is why they cannot solve this problem. And in Spain, it's gotten so bad you can't even use your own backyard. Police are coming after cyclists, joggers, even people in the private gardens of their apartment blocks, even if families take turns using them. You can't use your own backyard, not in Spain. Nobody expected the Spanish Inquisition, right? But it happened pretty quickly. And so when we're talking about shutting down firearms and gun stores across the country, as I point out, in California, the state government ordering residents to stay in their homes, local governments like those in L.A., but also Santa Clara, Contra Costa counties, the city of San Jose, have ordered all the gun stores to close. Same thing in New Jersey. In New York, you have the governor there, Cuomo, said all non-essential workers must stay home, and we're going to close the Remington plant. Now, the Remington plant produces guns that are used by law enforcement as well, but not even that, not even that. In Connecticut, you had the governor there, Lamont, say they're going to allow defense-related work. There you go, would continue, but not firearms. In Nevada, the governor, who has now outlawed hydroxychloroquine, has also said that firearms companies are not essential. In Pennsylvania, the governor ordered the closing of all non-life-sustaining businesses. Oh, that's kind of interesting because, you know, we have abortion clinics still open. That's right. There's only been a couple of states that have tried to slow that industry down. And when we look at what's going on in New York City, if you want to get freaked out about something, get freaked out about the fact that we've got, just in New York City, 185 children killed yesterday. In New York State, like an average day, we had 329 killed in New York State because the abortion clinics are still open. New York deems abortion clinics to be essential, and more than one out of every three babies in New York is killed. Think about that. Think about that. I mean, going back to 2014, California would not kick in any numbers, and so the number is actually much higher than that. But the CDC numbers going back to 2014 from 47 states, California, Maryland, New Hampshire refused to participate. 47 states and the District of Columbia, 1,788 abortions per day in the U.S. But we've had the entire economy closed down over coronavirus.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, we had, in 2014, the CDC put together statistics from 47 states and the District of Columbia because California, Maryland, and New Hampshire would not participate. There are a lot of abortions in California. You better believe it. But not counting those three states, California, Maryland, and New Hampshire, we had 1,788 abortions per day in the rest of the United States. In New York City alone, 185 per day. The New York State statistics in 2020 were showing them killing babies at the rate of 329 a day. That's the real epidemic, folks. And yet we see in Ohio, the Ohio Department of Health has issued a cease and desist order Monday to a Cleveland abortion clinic that defied an order to stop performing abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. You know, you had, like in Pennsylvania, they said, well, we've got to close all non-life-sustaining businesses. I don't think they've closed the abortion clinics there, but they tried to do it in Ohio, and Planned Parenthood defied them. Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't it be great if Americans loved liberty as much as Planned Parenthood loves murder? But we don't, do we? Oh, yes. Churches, they're not essential. We'll close them down, but we'll keep the abortion clinics open in America. Planned Parenthood says it's business as usual in Ohio. Planned Parenthood of Southwest Ohio is refusing to comply with an order by the state attorney general that bars non-essential and elective surgical procedures such as abortions during the coronavirus pandemic. Attorney General Dave Yost issued the order, his spokesperson said this is not about abortions. This is about non-essential surgeries using PPE. During the pandemic, that's personal protective equipment. Women's Medical Center of Dayton also refused to comply with the order to stop abortions. Now, here in Texas, we have Governor Greg Abbott moved to stop abortions in the state in order to make critical medical supplies available to those healthcare workers caring for victims of the coronavirus. He said hospitals may only perform surgeries if the patient faces an immediate risk for serious adverse medical consequences or death as determined by the patient's physician. I guess the problem is that the abortion clinics aren't really hospitals, are they? That's the other part of the story, as we saw in the pushback when we said, no, you actually have to even be able to get a gurney through these abortion mills. No, you can't do that, said Abortion Barbie. who ran against Governor Abbott. The District of Columbia may have the highest abortion rate in America of 32.7, but New York is right behind at 29.6. 33% of total pregnancies. There you go. And one solution of this is coming from Lila Rose. She said, we ought to use the Planned Parenthood facilities to treat coronavirus patients. You know, they're talking about commandeering sports stadiums and so forth, right? You know, we talked about how the FEMA had all these plans about, yeah, we just take over a sporting stadium and we can put up temporary shelters and all this kind of stuff. We can take over. They're not using movie theaters. They're not using malls because we shut everything down. So we can take over all these different things. And we can use hotels especially, you know, to house people. Well, you know, Lila Rose says, if you're going to use public and private property as treatment centers, as they're proposing to do in California, that's what Governor Newsom there has said, then maybe you ought to include Planned Parenthood clinics. Why wouldn't you be able to do that with a Planned Parenthood clinic if you're going to turn a hotel into a place to care for coronavirus patients? And, you know, is there a problem with that? Because, you know, these Planned Parenthood clinics aren't really any more of a medical facility than a hotel room, are they? And yet, as all this stuff was kicking off, it was just 2 weeks ago that the abortion industry was celebrating Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Celebrate abortion providers was a hashtag that they put out on social media. Had a lot of people tweeting about that. And Kristen Hawkins, president of Students for Life of America, tweeted that each day over 2,000 innocent children lose their lives to abortions in the U.S. And you can thank an abortionist for that. But it is an essential service, isn't it? As we see from these states, these blue states that are out there. That's one of the reasons I think that this is all happening to us, why we are losing our liberties as well as our economy. Yesterday we saw shares jump, the biggest that we have seen since 1933. And again, that was an increase in the stock market, but the Depression did not end until we got into war. But yesterday we saw a big surge in shares. Abroad, we had Japan's stock index, the Nikkei 225, jumped 5.3%. Hong Kong added 3%. Sydney climbed 3.6%. And markets across all of Asia were up by more than 2%. But the Dow here in the U.S. went up by 11.5%. The Standard & Poor's went up by 9.4%. And right now, they've been open for about an hour and a half, and it's up about 2.5%. It was a 2012-point gain, the biggest ever in terms of points. But again, the biggest percentage increase that has happened since 1933. And it's kind of interesting when you look at what happened with the stock market. You know, it didn't reach its trough. We had the famous stock market crash of 1929 that began in October 1929. But it was a pretty steep, if you look at the chart, pull that chart up, guys, and take a look at this. It was a pretty steep crash down, coming down. There it is. But that, as steep as that is, that decline down to the bottom there in about the middle of 1932, that took about 3 years to fall down. And we've fallen down nearly that amount of space in just a few weeks because we have mandated a depression. This is not your ordinary crisis. This is one of the articles, Zara Hedge says, 1929, all over again, deja vu. But quite frankly, this is happening much deeper, much faster. If we look at the other metrics, if we look at the shutdown of economic activity, if we look at the unemployment, this is happening much faster, much deeper than we've ever seen, even during the Great Depression. And what is really troubling about this is the fundamental problem that has been underlying this that we've been talking about for years. I've had Gerald Celente on many times. He's talked about how they have created the biggest bubble the world has ever seen in response to the Great Recession of 2007, 2008. So we have this fundamental flaw that is built into the economic system, and this is just the pen that burst it. And like Doug Casey said, I read yesterday, you know, it's very difficult to reinflate a burst balloon. So when we look at the fact that, as Washington Examiner is pointing out, coronavirus will kill over half of the small businesses in just 3 months. I think that is an underestimation. We'll look at what's in the Porky Pig bill when we come back, but I don't think that's really going to make much of a difference. The coronavirus could shut down the post office by June. I mean, they're always losing money, but it is a government organization. We have hit a record in box office, a record of zero revenue. That has never, ever happened before. We've never had a situation where we've had zero box office revenue because we've never had a situation when government bureaucrats decided the best way to handle a disease was to shut down the entire world. And now they've done that. And I've spent a good deal of time at the beginning of this program trying to point out that the false dichotomy they've given to us to say, well, you know, we've got to stop this disease by shutting everything down. That is going to create far worse, long-lasting consequences it's not going to help us with our lives, but it is going to destroy our liberty, and it is going to stop us from pursuing happiness. But that is exactly what they intend to do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress, to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs, and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning. Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.video that expose them, and the globalists will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's take a look at what's in this Porky Pig bill. I like the way it was described by Avalon B. Trump unveils a much simpler plan for stimulus than the Democrats had, although it bears a great deal of resemblance to it. But his is just a giant money cannon. He said, you load it up with trillions of dollars, it makes a giant boom. Money flies everywhere all over the country. Biggest, loudest stimulus ever. The idea is that after the cannon fires, everybody will scramble to collect as much money as they can while keeping 6 feet away from each other. Trump said it was guaranteed to get the economy humming, as cannons have never failed him in the past. That would work. Probably better than the Porky Pig bill that was put together by Nancy Pelosi. 1,400 pages, you know, and you've got to pass it to find out what's in it. As usual, right? Pelosi's $2.5 trillion Corona counterproposal, it's guaranteed to kill the economy and your freedoms faster than the coronavirus could. They're going to accelerate it, and as a result of that, gold has surged by nearly 10%. It'll allow borrowers to stop paying their mortgages for up to 360 days. Why not 365? I mean, we're holding out for a nice round number here, right? 365 days, Nancy. Student loan borrowers would have $10,000 worth of debt forgiven. Oh, there you go. Public housing residents wouldn't have to pay rent. Foreclosures and evictions would become illegal. And, of course, they'd already put out a $1.8 trillion Republican bill. So that's the difference, you know. Republicans are just socialism light. Marxism light. Well, those spendthrift Democrats, they want $2.5 trillion. We're thrifty. We'll only do $1.8 trillion. They've got a 47-47 deadlock because you've got five GOP senators absent, due to the CPAC virus, the Corona Political Action Committee. They had some of them exposed, they believed, so they're self-quarantining. And then, of course, Rand Paul has actually tested positive for the coronavirus, so none of them are going to be there. Although, as you saw in the Drudge Report, there is talk that they might show up dressed like spacemen. That would be something to see. We'll wait and see if that happens. But Democrats have got a lot of stuff packed in the Porky Pig bill. The $35 million to keep the JFK Performing Arts Center running, you know, because of coronavirus. Other wish list items that have nothing to do with the coronavirus will include things like restricting executive pay, eliminating golden parachutes for departing executives, halt stock buybacks and dividends, and mandate a $15 an hour minimum wage. Anybody with a Social Security number, including unemployed individuals and retirees, would receive $1,500 versus the $1,200 from the Senate GOP bill. Again, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods, and it looks like the Democrats have outbid the Democrats on this. President Trump railed against this yesterday morning, saying, this is not the ridiculous Green New Deal. Oh, yes, it is, President Trump. It is the ridiculous Green New Deal. We're all going to die. That's how they sold the Green New Deal. And this is another New Deal. It's the coronavirus New Deal. Maybe we call it not green. Maybe it's kind of like a yellow mucusy color New Deal. It's slick at the very least. He says it's not about the Green New Deal. It's about putting our great workers and companies back to work. No, it's about the Green New Deal, President Trump. You didn't see that coming? You didn't see that coming from the deep state and these people when you bought into these lies and shut down the economy based on their advice? Come on. It was pretty obvious what was going on. You just couldn't take the political heat. You couldn't lead. And so you followed. And you followed them into enacting every one of the check boxes that they've had on their agenda for a long time. It's pathetic in terms of lack of leadership. And it's one of the things I said yesterday. You know, we look at the fourth turnings every 80 years, a massive upheaval in society. One of the things that happens is a failure of leadership and a failure of institutions. You can check those two boxes right now as well. Big time. Big time checking those boxes. People's differences become radical. That's one of the things that feeds the Civil War. And, you know, the previous fourth turnings that we've had here in America, the Great Depression, World War II prior to that, the Civil War prior to that, the Revolutionary War, they know that it's coming. And that's why they are pushing all of these triggers right now. Monetary insanity is not the solution to monetary excess, writes Daniel Lacalle at Zero Hedge. And I agree with that headline. What I disagree with is his solution. We need to be responsible. We need to be cautious. And so his very first thing, he says, governments need to work on three things. First, we need to make sure that once there's a tested and approved vaccine, stop right there. This has been the plan. This is why they're talking about when they got President Trump triggered, they gave him a dossier out of the UK. Oh, no, not the P dossier. This is the one from some health institute. So it's going to take us 18 months to have a vaccine, so we're going to lock everybody down for 18 months. Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know, now that's not working out too well, so maybe we'll pull it back in once we get to Easter or whatever. But this is the end game here, folks, the mandated vaccines. That's another one of the boxes that they're going to check. That's not in the Porky Pig bill. But that is the agenda. And this guy is jumping in. Well, once we make sure that we got the approved vaccine, then we can, the government's got to get that out to everybody really quick so we can get back to work. So we can travel again. You know, so we can get that digital tattoo that Bill Gates has already prepared for us for ID 20. And make sure you get your vaccine and it shows up right there in that tattoo. They can just, you know, scan it. Oh yeah, you've had the vaccine. Go ahead. You can travel. Otherwise you stay locked down. Second, we need to make sure businesses don't collapse. Okay, well, that means that we've got to have massive government spending. See how all this stuff just aligns with socialism and central control of government? Third, we've got to eliminate all unnecessary spending. Yeah, right, right. So let's do a $2.5 trillion bill, and we can add every one of our pet projects in there, including things like ballot harvesting and corporate diversity requirements. See, it's not just golden parachutes. I mean, look, you know that these people knew what was coming, right? This is another 9/11. You can look at all the people that sold airline stock right before September 11th, in 2001. And look at all the corporate executives that bailed and headed for the hills just before this stuff happened. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that kind of stuff happening, wasn't there? It wasn't just those four senators who basically ought to be tarred and feathered, but it doesn't stop there. There's a lot of people who are in on this, just like there was with 9/11. But, yeah, corporate diversity requirements as well. We've got airline regulations because, you know, along with the Green New Deal, you want to make sure that nobody flies again, just like AOC said. I'd be surprised to find they don't have meat prohibition in here as well. That's always a part of this stuff, along with a $15 an hour minimum wage. And a cashless society, the digital dollar, put in by none other than Maxine Waters. Dirty Maxine, who scammed everybody in the 2007 bailout with her bankster husband and got away with it even after she was investigated for 38 months. But the leftist paper said, well, her legal fees cost her more than she stole. So there you go. It's all okay, isn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I made 4 police state films more than a decade ago, specifically warning of the plan to suspend habeas corpus, the right to even have access to a court, the right to not be secretly arrested and secretly disappeared. And I warned the Patriot Act they claimed was for terrorists was really for the American people. Well, now they admit it is. And bipartisanly, the Justice Department is now openly seeking to arrest and disappear Americans whenever they want under the guise of coronavirus. But they just say during the emergency, it'll be for every other crime you can imagine. It's the cherry on top of a nice big fudge sundae called martial law. Oh, and the sprinkles on it, it's the big Great Depression everybody's going to have. So folks that are all excited that you're getting time off work, oh, you're going to get time off from your whole future, your family, your health, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation. You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. 3 words. Zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral. We've known for over a decade that big tech is totally anti-American and wants to bring in a one-world government currency, a Chinese communist social score to control every facet of our lives. But now it's here. They are using this coronavirus lockdown to tell all these shops and stores do not accept cash. And now they're announcing all over the country they're going to stop accepting cash and only certain businesses can stay open. Well, what do you do next to put the final nail in the coffin and launch the Mark of the Beast? House stimulus bill envisions digital dollar to ease coronavirus recession. Only stores that are allowed to be open can accept it. Evil patriots and people, of course, can't use it, and it tracks everything you do. So there it is, folks. Mark of the Beast, global digital currency, all being rolled out in this hysteria. And a lot of people are buying into it. So you've just greenlit the globalist absolutely taking control of your lives. But InfoWars predicted it all from the very start. That's where tomorrow's news today. For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the Porky Pig Bill. Pelosi's Porky Pig Bill, PPP. And as part of this, we see negotiations. Everybody's lining up to the trough, the pork barrel. And the biggest pigs who are feeding on all this, of course, are the politicians. who just love handing out goodies. And, you know, it's not just the big corporations that are getting subsidies now. They're going to make everybody pigs at the trough. We all get to line up for a handout. They shut down our companies. They shut down our jobs. And then they say, come on, we'll give you a little bit of handout here. You know, get your digital account and get your digital wallet, and your digital dollars will be in the mail. No, they'll show up right away. Aren't we efficient now with our welfare system? We got Boeing is demanding a $60 billion taxpayer bailout. They don't want to give an equity stake to the government in this either. The company's new CEO, because, you know, the other guy is one of these CEOs who just headed for the hills, coincidentally. Dave Calhoun confirmed that the disgraced airline maker, as they put it, this Zero Hedge article, they said up until recently they were best known for making airplanes that were designed by clowns who in turn were supervised by monkeys. that's the catastrophe that they've had. So they were already on the ropes, but now they're going to get a bailout because, you know, coronavirus. Isn't that convenient? Boeing is confident, however, that it has a lot of leverage over the government because they are a big defense contractor and a big employer. They said, if they force it, we just look at all the other options, and we've got plenty of them. They don't just have politicians. They have options. I'm not talking about stock options either here. He said, but nobody wants to see Boeing go into Chapter 11. And Calhoun said that if there is no government support in the credit markets, their cash burn will accelerate. It's kind of like playing the game that I'm too big to fail. If my hotel's got a business, your bank is going to go bankrupt as well. So you better give me another loan, that type of thing. And that's exactly the game that they're playing. And then we look at the fact, you know, the post office is losing lots of money. They're looking for a bailout. Amtrak is looking for a bailout. They want $1 billion. I've got to ask, are these essential businesses, the post office and Amtrak? Seriously, do we really need to keep them going, or can we let them die a quiet death? Can we do like they're doing in Italy where they take the elderly? You know, first it was everybody that was over 80, then it's everybody that's over 70, then it's everybody that's over 60. They just set them out and let them die like Governor Northam does newborn babies. Keep them comfortable, but, you know, you just, and so, you know, we ought to do that with Amtrak. Just let them die along with the post office, which truly is a dinosaur, if ever there was one. Their route that goes between New York and Washington has, their ridership has fallen 99% through last week. Total ridership across the nation has fallen by 92%, but they're not doing as badly as the movie theaters that have now gone to zero. They've had a 100% drop in revenue. Just think about that, because they've closed all the movie theaters. You know, the real horror film that everybody's not it, it's coronavirus. You know, you go and you want something really frightening, go into a movie theater with people in there. That's a lot scarier than anything Stephen King could dream up. You know, it's the Fauci effect. So they've gone to zero. I don't know if they've got anything in here for Hollywood. I would imagine, you know, as much as Hollywood loves the Democrats and Democrats love Hollywood, wouldn't you think they've got something in here? I don't know. I mean, and it's really not possible to know at this point where it is on any of this Porky Pig bill, because, you know, we've had all these different numbers floated around for student debt forgiveness, right? We've had figures that were being pushed by Pelosi and the Democrats, Ilhan Omar and so forth, $30,000 for student debt forgiveness. And I assume that's not going to help any of the people who've gotten out and have been paying for quite some time. No. This is going to just be the people who are currently taking, majors in basket weaving, at MIT or whatever. But I think they've negotiated that down to, $10,000, but, we'll have to wait and see what is in it. And it's also kind of up in the air as to what is going on with the, digital dollar. There are reports that it has been scrubbed, but again, you know, we've got this bill that's 1,400 pages long. It's in negotiation stuff, so, you know, haven't had time to go through this and see what they took out or what they left in. I thought it was funny that not only did Crooked Maxine and her, you know, every time there's a crisis, like I said, the ultimate pigs are the politicians. Maxine Waters is right there at the trough, rubbing her snout in it, trying to get money through the banking system. Her husband was a banker, and they fed at that trough in the last crisis, and they're there again. They were supporting the idea of a digital dollar, not because they want a cashless society so they can track every economic transaction. No, that wasn't that. It was for the, get this, the unbanked. You don't have a bank account, you're the unbanked. And they were looking out for the unbanked, the new word that has now entered the vocabulary along with digital dollar. We'll remain to see if that's in there. Pelosi slipped in amnesty for DACA illegal aliens into the coronavirus plan because, you know, it's helpful for us when we're fighting a pandemic to have open, unpatrolled borders. And that's happening in the EU as well. You know, the EU president has said, we are not going to close the borders. Whatever we do, we're not going to have a border closing. Because, you know, that's more important. And so Pelosi slipped in amnesty for DACA illegal aliens into it, a nationwide mandate for ballot harvesting. They're going to rig this election up one side and down the other, folks. You haven't even seen the whole effect yet. I've been saying all along, since they started this whole thing about Russia hacked the election, the 2016 election, I said that's exactly what they're planning on doing. They keep saying, no, they didn't change any votes. You know, they ran $100,000 worth of ads on Facebook, and that rigged the election. That hacked the election. I said, no. They keep talking about that because they are going to do hacking. And then we found out that you had the Obama administration used their cybersecurity experts to hack into the state boards of elections several places. They traced it back and found these people because they weren't very good at what they did. And you've got DARPA out there with Election Guard working with Microsoft. Yeah, it's not, Microsoft's not only focused on biometric IDs and forced vaccination. No, they're also going to secure our elections, and they're going to control our news as well. They've got News Guard and they've got Election Guard, and they both have been funded by the military industrial complex. Nothing to worry about there, right? And so all this talk about voting by mail, ballot harvesting and so forth, this is just a prelude to the electronic manipulation of this next election, I guarantee you. $300 million for foreign refugees abroad, an automatic visa extension for all foreign workers, and expansion of foreign language ballots. Well, that's a, who would like to join in our election? Yeah, they freaked out because President Trump in jest said, hey, Russia, you got Hillary Clinton's emails? We want to see them. These are the people who are sending ballots in foreign languages to foreign countries as part of the coronavirus plan. And same-day voter registration for the 2020 presidential election. As my son said when we were home, he said, it's going to be a big election for the Democrats because all these people who die from coronavirus are going to wind up being registered Democrats. You just wait. Tucker Carlson, Democrats want a bailout for foreign workers during the employment crisis. This is the H-1B visa scandal, where, you know, we have to bring people in from India because, you know, all of our college graduates are just getting degrees in basket weaving and massively in debt. So let's bring in the, you know, the people who get math and science degrees from India because they can undercut the people who get math and science degrees here in America. Because you don't want any Americans having engineering degrees. Just, again, you know, basket weaving, philosophy, political science. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70 particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, right now, is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists, with the Chi-Coms and others, are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck. Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, in the Pelosi Porky Pig bill, they had orders for federal agencies to maximize the use of minority banks. I wonder if they had one bank in particular in mind. The minority bank that's owned by Maxine Waters' husband was at the center of a big scandal that lasted for 3 years. But of course, being a Democrat politician, she got off without going to jail. Evidently, she must have never lied to the FBI. Or at least if she did, they didn't construe it as a lie. And again, they want to hire foreign workers with the H-1B visa issue. Solar panel tax credits thrown into this. We have carbon requirements for airlines. If you want to fly again, you're going to have to meet these carbon requirements, because they don't want anybody to fly again. That's the whole point. That's why President Trump was saying, this is, you're making the Green New Deal. That's exactly right, President Trump. That's been the idea all along. You should look up UN Agenda 2030 if you really want to know where all this is headed. And then somebody sent him a copy of The Fourth Turning, in case he doesn't know. I mean, they even slipped in Obama phones into this. I mean, we got to get the Obama phone lady back. Everything is packed into this porky pig. I mean, $2.5 trillion, that's a lot of stimulus, isn't it? But before we leave this and take a look at whether or not to shut down, just consider for a moment, we talk about ballot harvesting as, yeah, it's a corrupt thing, right? But they're going to rig the elections, if not this time, I think it will be this time. Because this is a perfect opportunity for them to make the case for electronic voting in spite of the fact that we know that it's not secure, in spite of the fact that it is easily hacked. They want to be the ones who hack it. I've said over and over again, this next election will be a hacking contest between the two different parties. However, the ballot harvesting is a whole new issue. In case you don't know what this is, it allows anybody to drop off somebody else's mail-in ballot at a polling station. I mean, it's so convenient. You don't have to have the old-fashioned way the Democrats used to run the elections, you know, like in Chicago, where, they would grab the voting machines and put them in their trunk, and you might catch them occasionally with those voting machines or boxes of ballots in their trunks or whatever. No. You can just do it right up front. You know, you just come in and stuff the ballots. It's called ballot harvesting. We have a new you. We've got digital dollars for the unbanked. We've got ballot harvesting. We've got carbon credits and so forth. I mean, it's just these people always coming up with new schemes, aren't they? So as we look at this, the question then is, as we started out the program, is a lockdown the way to approach this? You know, we're told you either lock it down and you stop the spread or everybody's going to die. Well, no, actually, that isn't the choice. There are better ways to do this. Like I pointed out, you know, there's we could handle this in a more sensible way. We could do testing. We could accelerate that. We could actually even get the FDA out of the way so that people and start producing drugs that appear to work. And give them to people, the drugs that we know are safe and effective because they've been used for 76 years. But, if it doesn't work, then you stop and you try something else. But in the meantime, if you got a crisis, instead of doing all these other drastic, draconian things, can't you just call off your regulators? Can't you call off the FDA regulators and let them let people manufacture ventilators without getting all kinds of red tape approval from the FDA, just like, you know, for the hydroxychloroquine drug. No, can't do that. And we can't let people hoard any of this stuff, even though they shut down supply and production. Now, Sweden has a different approach on this. Sweden is not doing a lockdown. They say, we value individuals. Each person has inherent value, and they should be taking responsibility. This is socialist Sweden. Well, actually, Sweden is not socialist. This is one of the mischaracterizations. They're no more socialist than the United States, because we have a centrally controlled and regulated economy already to a large degree. But while most of Europe is firmly locked down, writes Yahoo News, Sweden is taking a softer line. They're keeping primary schools, restaurants, bars open, even encouraging people to go outside and get fresh air. What a novel idea. Maybe even some sun and vitamin D. We cannot allow the human desperation in Wuhan and Bergamo to be repeated in Sweden. That would be a gamble that violates society's most fundamental principle, that every person has inherent value. And so they suggested that you work from home if you can. You stay home if you feel sick. You practice social distancing. And you stay home if you belong to a risk group or you're over the age of 70. In other words, take responsibility, personal responsibility. But we're not going to mandate things. We're not going to create martial law. We're not going to try to panic everybody, create shortages of food and medicine. Gatherings of more than 500 people have been banned. In other words, we're not going to let thousands of people get together and go to a sporting event because, you know, then one person can infect a lot of people in that situation. But they've kept the schools and restaurants open. Compare that to Britain and Germany, where no more than two people can get together at one time. Oh, they're pretty lax. Two people. If you really want to stop it, you got to make everybody solitary confinement as you're in prison here. Health authorities have also urged people to reconsider trips to relatives' over Easter. But for most, life is close to normal. Nearby Norway has taken that kind of advice, the draconian measures, and they have shut everything down, and they've now seen unemployment rates soar above 10%, the highest since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Meanwhile, you got governors across America furious at President Trump because he's talking about how we've got to stop this insanity. This is an imaginary clock, they say. But here's the reality, folks. It's not helping anything. You look at the places where it's most, had the most draconian measures put in. And again, New York saying, we got to shut everybody up, but they had the subways and public transportation running for a long time. They weren't cleaning it except once every 72 hours and so forth. It's a lot of virtue signaling. It's a lot of manipulation, for their political power. But here's the reality. You create panic, you create hoarding. And now this is happening on countrywide bases, right? We have MSN reporting that countries are starting to hoard food, not just individuals, countries, entire countries. Kazakhstan, one of the world's biggest shippers of wheat flour, has now banned exports of wheat and other products, including carrots, sugar, and potatoes. Serbia has stopped the flow of its sunflower oil and other goods. Russia is leaving the door open to banning shipments of those things and is assessing the situation weekly. Many governments, of course, by employing these extreme measures, setting curfews, limits on crowds, people going out for anything, is spilling over into food policy, and it is escalating from these little authoritarian mayors like we have here in Austin or the governors we have in California, New York, Illinois, and others. It's now going up to the national level. You could see wartime rationing, price controls, domestic stockpiling. This is a greater depression by fiat. And, of course, some of the biggest pushback President Trump is getting is from the Pentagon, as expected. These are the people who always want to say, there's no problem. We can't use the military to patrol the border. We can't use the military to keep violent drug cartels out or people from coming across. And they're still not really interested in patrolling the borders, but they are going to be patrolling your neighborhood, right? Pentagon sees a coronavirus lasting for several months. This guy says, well, you know, as we look at this, Esper and General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley said, well, I think here in the U.S. we're looking at 8 to 10, maybe 12 weeks. Yeah, something like 3 months. That's it. Yeah, that's the ticket. 3 months. You're just making this stuff up. People are concerned in the Philippines after Duterte has given emergency powers to fight the coronavirus. So why are all these people demanding, who hate President Trump, why are they demanding that he enact martial law? You really want to be governed by President Trump under martial law, Hollywood? You better be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Bill Gates wants to keep everything locked down for a long time. Of course. Of course. One person who's starting to soften up on this is Cuomo. It's not the economy or public health. It's both. That's the first time I've ever seen anything true come out of his mouth. It's not a choice of this or that. You got to have both of them. You got to figure out how to do both of them. It's this kind of failure in our leadership, failure in these institutions that is the real danger to us. And President Trump is right, except he shouldn't be waiting all the way until Easter. And folks, you better not wait any longer either, because we have, to point out, we ran out of food, storable food. We still have supplements, vitamins, minerals, things that you desperately need to be responsible for your own health. Take the Swedish model, for example. And we've got discounts on products at InfoWarsStore.com, 20 to 50% off. The average discount is 40% off. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.